AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in New Mexico say a SWAT team has arrested a failed candidate for office who claimed he was the victim of a rigged November election. They say Solomon Pena, a Republican, hired hitmen to stage drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic lawmakers in Albuquerque. Mayor Tim Keller.
This type of radicalism is a threat to our nation, and it has made its way to our doorstep right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But I know here we are going to push back, and we will not allow this to cross the threshold.
Police say no one was injured in the shootings, though one bullet entered the bedroom of the 10-year-old daughter of a state lawmaker while the girl was sleeping. Police in Fort Pierce, Florida are searching for suspects after 8 people were injured, one critically, in a shooting at a park during a large Martin Luther King Day event. WPEC-TV's Stephanie Valderrama.
I'm here in this parking lot. It is just trash. There is trash all over it. You can imagine as people are just trying to hide, running, ditching everything, taking cover behind cars, really anything that they could hide behind.
New evidence Americans were putting off important things as they became more expensive. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Nearly 40% of Americans put off medical care last year amid the highest inflation rate in the U.S. in more than 40 years. That's according to a new Gallup poll. The figure was up 12% from 2021. Nearly 30% said the medical treatment was for a very or somewhat serious condition.
The death toll from Sunday's plane crash in the Himalaya Mountains has gone up to 70. Rescuers are still searching for 2 passengers missing and presumed dead. Aviation officials still searching for a cause. The BBC's Regina Vadianath is in Nepal.
Officials told the BBC the pilot asked to change runways on approach after he was given the clear. The plane crashed. As armed police guard the hospital, families wait outside. It's been a painful few days for Nepal. This country still wants closure.
Fewer babies are being born in China, and there are fears it could impact the global economy. The country's reporting its lowest birth rate in 60 years, after decades of limiting most families to just one child. There's an auction to benefit musicians in need. Taylor Swift's acoustic guitar and Eminem's signed tennis shoes will both be up for grabs February 5th.
My name is Sadie.
So will an outfit worn by BTS. All proceeds will go to Music Cares. Dow Futures down 139. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
4 Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Republicans want to put bail on statewide ballots in April. The state Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed constitutional amendment would give Wisconsin judges more leeway in setting bail for dangerous defendants. The amendment is one of at least 2 proposed advisory questions seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. A Texas brewery is canceling a scheduled rally featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. The Illinois man was acquitted of homicide charges in Wisconsin related to the Kenosha riots of 2020. Officials with Southern Star Brewing say the so-called rally against censorship doesn't reflect their values. Rittenhouse says he's disappointed. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hold on. Say what you just said, but louder.
What?
Just say it one more time. I just wanna be sure.
I just need you to speak up a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. Because I just want to be clear.
Because you talk a good game with your indoor voice, and it don't mean a lot to me. Just letting you know you trust the show. Wait, do what you just did again now.
Wow.
I saw you throw that stone.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. That's a great tune, Connor. $1 million advertising giveaway. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date. Thursday, January 26th, you'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our networks for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about it, the $1 million advertising giveaway on The Earl Ingram Show. Now, yesterday was Dr. King Day. And, and so for a moment, America takes a time to remember Dr. King. And I always say to people, as somebody who lived during Dr. King's lifespan, and have in ways attempted to emulate him in my life, in his way of service, it is always frustrating to me that this one day people take the Dr. King memorabilia out of their closets. You know what I mean? Over, just like when they just put all the Christmas stuff back in the closet and it'll come back out in December. Well, that's what they do with Dr. King. They bring him out, they trot him out, and they talk about how great a man Dr. King was. And then the next day, less than 24 hours later, Dr. King is back on the shelves and we don't talk about him anymore. Never made sense to me because people don't know who he was. And the only thing they know about Dr. King is I Have a Dream. Dr. King was much more than I Have a Dream. Let me do this. Yesterday, the extremist lawmaker quoted Martin Luther King Jr., Lauren Boebert. She is the lunatic from Colorado, who looks to make mockery of everything. And yesterday she tried to show, you know, her political correctness, like many others who weren't around when Dr. King was alive, but also many who were, who really did not care about Dr. King when he was alive. Let's not forget, we've made Dr. King who he is now, but while he was alive, he was spit upon by people in this nation, many people in this nation, and showed no respect. So now that there's one day out of the year, we try to show, you know, our Christian side, and then we talk about, you know, this great man who said, don't judge a person by the color of their skin, judge a person by the content of their character. The people who want to keep quoting that don't know Dr. King, didn't know him. So anyway, this is what Lauren Boebert said on Monday. She joined a long list of Republicans whose attempts to honor Martin Luther King have gone awry. Boebert marked Martin Luther King Day by quoting the late civil rights leader on Twitter. She wrote, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. On this day, we remember his incredible legacy and contributions to this great nation," Boebert added. So I would say this to Lauren Boebert's of the world, the Lauren Boebert's of the world, and those who, you know, want to talk about the legacy of Dr. King and what it meant. And I want to respond to them with this, Dr. King's three evils of the society. I think one of his greatest speeches of all times, and he had plenty. So, Connor, if you please.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and a truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth, but we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself. And I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream.
Right, we got to go to a break. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, and to me, his greatest speech, The Three Evils of the Society. We'll be right back.
So here we are yet again, having another meeting. You're telling me more things, more conversations that you want to have. But like, what are you doing? What have you done, baby? I need to know. I need to see the list of actions. I don't want to hear what you got to say. What you gonna do? America's been around long enough.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust
all right,
your heart.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the fact that yesterday was the Dr. King holiday, and you won't hear Dr. King's name mentioned again until next January 16th. And I maintain that Dr. King was more than that. And as a man who has admired him and followed him and tried to emulate him in his sacrifices for others, I will never allow him to be reduced to, you know, one day. And so I wanted to certainly, after listening to many who did not respect Dr. King, many who have not followed Dr. King's teachings, who yesterday trotted out the old "I Have a Dream" speech, judge everybody by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. They did not know who Dr. King was. And so, as I stated earlier, I'm playing one of what I think is his greatest speeches ever. The Three Evils of the Society from 1967. Connor, if you please.
Now, I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. The deep rumblings that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, is the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands. And in one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghettos, but the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order
right.
seeks
we,
to...
We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Three evils of the society, 1967, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We'll be back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico say they've arrested a Republican who ran for public office and lost, then hired hitmen to shoot at the homes of Democratic lawmakers because he thought the election was rigged. Deputy Commander Kyle Hartsock.
On the last shooting, we now have evidence, too, that Pena himself went on this shooting and actually pulled the trigger on at least one of the firearms that was used.
No one was injured. Police in Fort Pierce, Florida, looking for suspects after eight people were shot, one critically, in a shooting during a March Martin Luther King Day celebration at a local park.
We're following up on several leads. We've got some tips from the community at this point and from people that were here.
Storms winding down in California, but life-threatening floods persist. This woman saved her friend from a rising river in Ventura County.
She was behind me, and then she fell, and then she was like starting to sweep right by me, and I grabbed her arm and pulled her out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Navnir with your headlines. Forever chemicals first found in municipalities' drinking water are now showing up in fresh fish pulled from the Great Lakes. A new study in the Environmental Research Journal finds that eating freshwater fish harvested from urban areas 12 times a year can more than triple the level of PFOS in people. PFOS are one of the most well-known and researched compounds of PFAS. PFAS are man-made chemicals used for water and stain-resistant qualities in things like clothing and carpet, nonstick cookware, packaging, and firefighting foam. Governor Evers expected to appoint former State Senator John Erpenbach to lead the Parole Commission. Democrat announced in December 2021 he wouldn't seek re-election after serving the 27th Senate District for 24 years. Erpenbach can't serve in the role without confirmation unless the chamber votes to reject him. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am playing, I think, the greatest speech of Dr. King's life. And that's saying a lot because he had some great ones. But this three evils of the society are as relevant today as they were back in 1967. Connor, go ahead.
And Mississippi is the most publicized example. But it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HEW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuczynski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine control poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk, when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We crowd against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. Six Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy. This tragic duality has produced a strange indecisiveness and ambivalence toward the Negro, causing America to take a step backward simultaneously with every step forward on the question of racial justice, to be at once attracted to the Negro and repelled by him, to love and to hate him. There has never been a solid, unified, and determined thrust to make justice a reality for Afro-Americans. The step backward has a new name today. It is called the white backlash. But the white backlash is nothing new. It is the surfacing of old prejudices, hostilities, and ambivalences that have always been there. It was caused neither by the cry of black power, nor by the unfortunate recent wave of riots in our cities. The white backlash of today is rooted in the same problem that has characterized America ever since the black man landed in chains on the shores of this nation. This does not imply that all white Americans are racist. Far from it. Many white people have, through a deep moral compulsion, fought long and hard for racial justice. Nor does it mean that America has made no progress in her attempt to cure the body politic of the disease of racism, or that the dogma of racism has not been considerably modified in recent years. However, for the good of America, it is necessary to refute the idea that the dominant ideology in our country, even today, is freedom and equality, while racism is just an occasional departure from the norm on the part of a few bigoted extremists. Racism can well be that corrosive evil that will bring down the curtain on Western civilization. Arnold Toynbee has said that some 26 civilizations have risen upon the face of the earth. Almost all of them have descended into the junk heaps of destruction. The decline and fall of these civilizations, according to Toynbee, was not caused by external invasions, but by internal decay. They failed to respond creatively to the challenges impinging upon them. If America does not respond creatively to the challenge to banish racism, some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men. The The second aspect of our afflicted society is extreme materialism. An Asian writer has portrayed our dilemma in candid terms. He says, "You call your 1,000 material devices labor-saving machinery, yet you are forever busy. With the multiplying of your machinery, you grow increasingly fatigued, anxious, nervous, dissatisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. And wherever you are, you want to go somewhere else. Your devices are neither time-saving nor soul-saving machinery. There are so many sharp spurs which urge you on to invent more machinery and to do more business. This tells us something about our civilization that cannot be cast aside as a prejudiced charge by an Eastern thinker who is jealous of Western prosperity. We cannot escape the indictment. This does not mean that we must turn back the clock of scientific progress. No one can overlook the wonders that science has wrought for our lives. The automobile will not abdicate in favor of the horse and buggy, or the train in favor of the stagecoach, or the tractor in favor of the hand plow, or the scientific method in favor of ignorance and superstition. But our moral lag must be redeemed. When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men. When we foolishly maximize the minimum and minimize...
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King in what I say is his greatest speech ever. It's the three evils of the society. And if you close your eyes and imagine what he's talking about, it's today. It's not, 60 years ago when this speech was, when he gave this speech almost 60 years ago. It's the same today. And so when I hear people talk about Dr. King as if they knew who he was and what he stood for, I can't help but to bring out the truth about who this man was and what he had to say to attempt to make America stand up for what America has always said it was. And so even in the face of all of those things, as we listen to people today who don't want this to be taught, people who praised Dr. King on yesterday, Connor. People who went to Dr. King events. But today, a day after, you won't hear him talking about it. And if you do, it'll be in a negative sense. Clearly not the Dr. King of 1967 and the three evils of the society. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. High of 35 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the mid-30s, cloudy Friday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
Of the society, Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, Connor.
And the greed and exploitation which create the sector of poverty in the midst of wealth. Again, we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifice. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. And continues to thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. If Negroes and poor whites do not participate in the free flow of wealth within our economy, they will forever be poor, giving their energy, their talents, and their limited funds to the consumer market, but reaping few benefits and services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the poor, ensure them a fair share of the government's services and the nation's resources. I proposed recently that a national agency be established to provide employment for everyone needing it. Nothing is more socially inexcusable than unemployment in this age. In the 30s, when the nation was bankrupt, it instituted such an agency, the WPA. In the present conditions of a nation glutted with resources, it is barbarous to condemn people desiring work to soul-sapping inactivity and poverty. And I am convinced that even this one massive act of concern would do more than all the state police and armies of the nation to quell riots and steal hatreds. And the tragedy is that our materialistic culture does not possess the statesmanship necessary to do it. Victor Hugo could have been thinking of 20th century America when he wrote, "There's always more misery among the lower classes than there is humanity in the higher classes." The time has come for America to face the inevitable choice between materialism and humanism. We must devote at least as much to our children's education and the health of the poor as we do to the care of our automobiles and the building of beautiful, impressive hotels. We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
All right, we've got to go to a break, but if you've never heard the speech, you can't really say that you have any idea who Dr. King was, because, again, he could just as easily be talking about today. The three evils of the society. Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967. We're almost done. But every time I hear it, I hear something new in it. And there's so much that our nation can learn. Got to go to a break.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.